Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the weekly Take Action team call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we also really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And like always, we have an amazing human being joining us this evening. This individual has been in the health and fitness industry. He's a qualified personal trainer, level 3 and 4. As well as a sports coach. In fact, he's worked with athletes in the U.S., the Caribbean, the U.K., Ireland, Australia, and has really helped to impact their results. In fact, this individual, not only is he a personal trainer, however, he competes and pushes himself to the highest level as well, competing in 17 24-hour races, some of them actually solo. I mean, crazy, 24 hours nonstop. I mean, this guy's a machine. Currently, he's training for a solo 12-hour non-stop stair climb challenge to raise money for the White Ribbon Organization, which is really to help prevent men's violence against women. It's a cause that he's passionate about, and again, he just really wants to give back and make a difference. He's been involved with Isagenics since 2012. And he's gone on to become a 4-star Golden Circle. And for some of those that aren't familiar with that, that means he's earning somewhere in the range of $14,000 a month to $23,000 a month. I mean, he's created a solid, solid six-figure income that allows him to train, impact lives, and just to live the life of his dreams. So it is my absolute privilege to welcome to the call this evening none other than Mr. Rob Hunt. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm good, Warren. Thanks so much for the introduction. It's a real honor to be on the call with you, mate.
We're going to have a ton of fun, and the honor's all ours. I mean, just your story is so incredibly powerful, and why don't we actually start there? How were you introduced to Isagenics?
Yeah, love to share that with you, mate. Before I do, I just want to also, before I start, just send you and your team out a huge amount of gratitude. You know, we're so grateful for everything you do for us, particularly down here in Down Under, Australia, New Zealand. We really get a lot of value out of these podcasts. So I want to start by just thanking you all for everything you do. And, it's a huge, huge honor to be on the call. So,
you know, we do these podcasts really to give back, to inspire people. And they're for everyone in Isagenics. In fact, I know we have some people that are actually in different companies that listen in as well, just because they want to move their business forwards. And some of the shares and the learnings that take place, Rob, really make a difference. So, yeah,
undoubtedly.
Treats all ours.
Yep, absolutely, mate. So, well, look, I'd love to share my story with you, and it's something that I'm incredibly proud of. It's not been an easy journey, but I can, you know, really believe that just about anyone could relate to that, you know. But my story started 4 years ago when I was introduced to Isagenics. At the time, as you mentioned, training for 24-hour mountain bike racing events. And, you know, relatively, yeah, doing well, but I would say I'm in that bracket of weekend warrior that's fairly decent at what I do. So I'm not going to win the races, but I'm certainly out there giving it a good nudge. And you know, I was feeling a lot like many athletes, a little bit run down, a little bit sore in the body, just not getting the most out of my training sessions. And, you know, my partner at the time was a sports scientist, so she had an exercise science degree and an incredible passion for nutrition. And she'd watched my mum, both of us had watched my mum have an incredible result with Isagenics. Mum had lost, at that point, 15 kilos as a lady who's in her mid to late 60s. That was quite an incredible achievement. And as all good parents do, she wanted to pass on that gift to me. But as a personal trainer and as an athlete, I was a little bit resistant, as I'm sure many of your listeners can appreciate. Sometimes us fitness professionals can be a little bit stubborn in regards to starting up our journey with Isagenics, and I was no different to that. Anyhow, when my partner turned to me and said, look, I've checked out your mum's products, I was instantly quite worried because I thought she was going to tell me there was some sort of nasty ingredient or perhaps a placebo going on there, and that would explain why Mum was getting such incredible long-lasting results. And she saw the fear in my eyes, and she quickly alleviated my concern by assuring me that the products were of the highest quality. You know, the company was just phenomenal. The scientist behind the company was really incredible, and I knew I could trust her opinion because she wasn't someone who just looked at one document. She wasn't somebody who just Googled one report. She was somebody who was very diligent in her studying of anything she wanted to learn about. So when she gave it the thumbs up, I knew that I could no longer argue with my mother and my partner, so I had to jump on board, and it was a really great decision, and one that I look back on, and I know it's one of the best decisions of my life. And I noticed results instantly. Now, within 2 weeks, I had lost a couple of stubborn kilos, which was a little bit surprising to me because I always had a little bit that I could shift, but I'd come to terms with the fact that it was going to be there. You know, despite all my endurance training, I just had a little bit of visceral fat. It was not anything too alarming, but just had a little bit I couldn't get rid of. And that fell off me within 2 weeks, which was really great. But my energy improved. You know, that was really considerable considering I was doing such high-level training. So to have more energy was really, really a pleasant surprise. And then my recovery periods become shorter. So
wow. So when you say your recovery, so your more energy just while you were exercising, you overall felt better. But then when it came to recovery, like, what was happening? It was just getting compressed? What do you mean by that?
Well, that would be a pretty good way of putting it. It was just much shorter. And I was able to train harder, longer, and then bounce back to recover so then I could have a better training session the next day. Because what a lot of athletes will sort of find and most likely agree with if they're listening today, that you are quite sore after you push yourself to the limits. And you do need to let yourself recover. I mean, that's a key component to training. However, you're trying to fit a lot in. And I was training in a triathlon club at the time, so I was riding, swimming, running, doing quite a lot of exercise. And I was able to back up training sessions a lot more effectively, where I'd be training in the morning, doing a 2 to 2.5 hour high-level bike ride. And then in the afternoon, I was backing that up with an hour and a half track session running. And where I used to be fairly mid-range on the track, I was never certainly leading the runs. All of a sudden, I was leading the runs, and I was doing, you know, 3-minute 15, 3-minute 30K per kilometre. And that was...
Holy smokes. That is absolutely remarkable. Do you know what that comes out to, the pace per mile? I mean, for some of our North Americans, they think of miles, but... Let me tell you, for me to qualify for Boston, for my marathon, I'd have to run a 4:20, and I've missed it. That's for 42 kilometers of 4:20 pace, and I've missed it by 1 minute. Here you're talking about running in between 3:15 and 3:30 per kilometer. I mean, that's off the charts. You're talking a minute or more faster. I mean, that's like, for me, that's an all-out sprint.
Yeah, it was pretty rapid, and the thing that shocked me was I was never that runner, you know, because I would always do a bike ride in the morning, and then come the second session in the daytime, that later on in the afternoon, I should say, I was lethargic. You know, my body just didn't feel ready to go. And then when I introduced Isagenics, and you've got to remember, this is pre-ant. This was just back when we had, you know, a lot less of the products than we do now.
Well, you were no doubt utilizing the Isolene Pro. You were utilizing just the Isopro, the Ionics.
A lot more energy was considerable in the training back then, and this was even pre-eShot in the Australian market. I was actually importing eShots into Australia for myself, my own personal consumption, and I had a 24-hour race, which was a team event. We got to the 23rd hour, needed a very solid lap. I only had one eShot for the whole day, so I thought I'll leave it to the very end when I really need it. And I had that eShot. I went out there in the 23rd hour, and I did my second fastest lap of that event. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I'm really pushing hard here. I don't know where this is coming from, but gosh, I feel good. And, that had never happened before either. So I just saw huge benefits in using the product, certainly from an energy point of view and a recovery point of view. It really did blow things apart for me. So I was using the products, getting great results, but then a very short time after I started with Isagenic, the partner who I was deeply in love with and had planned a long life with and had planned family with, she passed away in a home invasion via a stalking situation we weren't able to resolve, which was terribly difficult to cope with and very traumatic, obviously. And yeah, it was
horrible.
It was a tough time. Yeah, it was a horrible time. But I have to say, you know, her last gift to me was Isagenix. And I was never a woo-woo thinker. I know people listening to the call, we got a lot of woo-woo people in Isagenix, and I'm definitely a converted. And I really believe that was the gift that she was meant to give me. You know, if it wasn't for the quality of those products and the way they sustained my body, I don't know how I would have gone through that period, because I was actually able to go back out and train harder than I'd ever trained before post that traumatic event. I was at that time actually a little bit laid up. You know, I wasn't probably pushing as hard as I could do. I was getting a bit of physio and whatnot for various aches and pains. And I went back out and pushed myself in areas that I knew I probably shouldn't have, but yet my body just worked. My recovery was working, my energy system was working, and I was so, so grateful for that, you know, and that was why I really fell in love with those products. And I remember doing a body check, as a lot of athletes and personal trainers and people who know their body well, and I've always used my body as an instrument for sport, so I'm well aware of how things operate, and I can tell the difference by little tweaks here and there. And after 6 weeks of being on those products and going through a tough time, I remember just thinking, I'll never stop. There's just no way I would stop those products, because I've never felt this great before, yet I've had a very high level of health and fitness throughout my whole life, yet all of a sudden, it's gone up multiple notches whilst going through a very traumatic period. So that really did prove to me the quality of the products, because I had no
absolutely.
Right.
I mean, just the stress you were under, and I know the Ionix is spectacular for helping one deal with stress. Now, going through that situation, I think that you ended up going to a university training with David Wood. I think you're on your third month of the product, so you're still really relatively new. But just hearing your story, how the products have impacted you, really helped you deal with a stressful situation. That story floated back to North America. And in fact, one of the owners, I understand, gave you a call, which just probably, like, share that. What happened when you received this call from one of the owners? Because truly, at this point, you weren't sharing, you weren't building the business yet.
No.
What happened there?
Well, it was a really cool experience. You know, at that time, I'd just been to University in Action, and I'd met David, and I'd had an incredible time, although it was very challenging. Anyone who's been to any of his training sessions will know how amazing they are. You know, but yet you have to address some things and you're pushed out of your comfort zone, which was what we need to do. You know, we've got to constantly be pushing ourselves. And at that point in time, it was a big challenge for me to get out there and meet new people and share my story. But one thing I've always been proud of, Warren, is my story. You know, I'm proud of my partner. I'm proud the fact that she shared this amazing gift with me, and I'm proud of who she was. And, you know, it's a legacy that I'll always continue. There's no stopping me, because I just know that it's such an important gift that I need to, you know, pay it forward. So I went along, and at this training session, you had the likes of, and I know you're going to recognize these names, you had Jen and Jono, Paul, Suzanne, McInerney and Suzanne Skillen. You had Jen Jeffries, just to name a few. There was a lot of rock stars in that room, but there were no 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars. This is back in the early days of Australia just developing. So they were all, at best, 1 star, not even. So I met all those guys at the beginning of their journey, which just shows you anyone can make it. It doesn't, you know, it's just endurance that gets you there. And I got to share my story with those people, and I really felt a lot of love in that room, and that helped me. And that was a real, incredibly soothing thing for my soul to meet so many incredible people. So I shared the story, and on the last day, David asked me to share it in front of the audience. And at that time, there was about 60 people, and we all know these days when you go to University in Action or any of the events with ICT, you've got to get in early because tickets sell out.
Your story you shared, I know it was incredibly impactful, and then I guess David shared it with one of the owners, and they took the time out of their busy schedule actually to give you a call, and it just really showed you the heart of Isagenix. But who was the individual that actually called you?
Well, that was Kathy Coover. She called me up a day after the event, and I remember the block number coming through, and I thought, oh, I don't really want to take that call. But then through being at that event with David, understanding that if I was to do this business, I need to start stepping out of my comfort zone and perhaps doing some things at times when I perhaps wouldn't want to. And at that time, I had a lot of calls that I just didn't want to take. So, but I took the call, and Kathy was phenomenal. Absolutely just, I mean, she is the heart on legs, and everything that people say about her is only a scratch of who she truly is. And I was really blessed and very, very touched by her heartfelt affection and concern, and the fact that it was a very genuine conversation. There was no big upsell on what Isagenix was going to do for me. Actually, we didn't even speak about Isagenix, which I thought was quite considerable. And what was more considerable was I'd bought products from a lot of companies, and I'd spent a lot of money in different places. And this company, who I'd only been involved with and probably invested less than $1,000 in terms of product with, the owner of the company called me up and spent 10 to 15 minutes on a call with me. And I thought that was a real testament, and that really did help me, you know, help cement my feelings that when the time was right, I had found the vehicle that I and the company that I need to align myself with. So I've always been a believer of that one small act. You know, if you can just do one small thing for an individual on any given day, you have no idea how that's going to impact that person's life. David pushed
me out of my phone.
He asked me to get up on stage, and I was the colour of a sheet of paper. I was so white when he asked me that question. I haven't spoken about that traumatic event, but I knew that if I could impact one person's life, that it would be worth that moment of reliving that story, and I did my best to give it in an inspiring way. So that one small act was very significant in my development, and Catherine was as well.
For sure, absolutely for sure. I mean, that's gone on to spur you into building yourself to 4-star Golden Circle. I mean, you're pushing a multiple 6-figure income. And, I mean, that's super, super exciting. So let's jump into this, because I know you work with a lot of endurance athletes, and I guarantee you people have pen and paper ready. Speak to us a little bit about what an endurance athlete can expect using Isagenix, and let's factor in the new AMPT line and just what can they expect?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably a good place to start with the products that I use, and that's pretty simple. I use everything that's available in the Australian market, and I bring in some stuff from the US or North American market where I can't get it here. Hence, the quality is so high that's what you put into your body is what you get out of it. And, you know, if you find athletes who are putting in all this work, the nutrition is a big element. And on a race day or a training day, having listened to a lot of great speakers and done a lot of study, particularly from Dr. Michael Colgan, 90% of your result will come down on a race day, will come down to what you put in your mouth the night before and the morning of. You know, if you train for months, and I've experienced this, train hard, and the night before you eat low quality foods with lack of nutrients, poor quality proteins, and low quality carbohydrates, and you do the same thing in the morning of the race, doesn't matter how hard you trained, that race is going to be particularly difficult. So what Isagenix does for an athlete, particularly an endurance athlete, is give you the assurance that you're putting in quality nutrients into a clean body. And that's what's key. If we've got a Ferrari of a body, and that's what we've been gifted. I mean, the body is a miracle. We've heard it said plenty of times through the various podcasts that we have available to us. You know, the body is the miracle. However, you know, if we don't treat it right, you can't expect to get the best performance out of it. So if you've got a Ferrari engine, you want to make sure that the Ferrari engine is clean. You know, you're cleaning out your filters. So I cleanse every week. particularly right now because I'm in that build-up for a 12-hour event. So I'm cleansing one day every week because I want to make sure that the engine, the filters are all cleaned out. I want to make sure that my Ferrari engine is squeaky clean. You know, it's not, there's no stress in the engine. So I want to make sure that I'm using my Ionics to ensure that my body is free from the stress or at least buffeted from the stress that's put upon it from all the training. And then
so how much Ionics do you take, Rob, each day?
I normally have about 3 shots. It just varies. But, yeah, I would definitely every morning. I mean, it's a given. It's the first thing I take. In the morning, I take that first thing, and then I'll have my shake about 10 to 15 minutes later, simply because a lot of people don't know this, but there's an ingredient in Ionics called fulvic acid, not folate, but fulvic, which is a chelator of nutrients. So it grabs hold of nutrients and pumps it into your cells, and at the same time, it acts like a sponge, and it sponges up any of the impurities that might be laying in those cells and carries them away. So if you want to put on lean muscle, if you're working with any bodybuilders or any athlete who's looking at improving their body composition, having the Ionics prior to their shake or prior to their turkey sandwich or steak dinner, that will give them a much better chance of having a higher nutrient uptake. So I have it every morning for that reason, also to give me that buffer for stress. And then I have it throughout the day as per needed. If I've had a stressful day, I'll definitely have it before I go to sleep, switch off that light, because that will ensure that I get a better level of sleep, which is where you
get all your... without a doubt, Rob. I mean, we have many people, athletes and non-athletes, that after taking an ounce of Ionics every night just before they go to bed, they end up sleeping better than they have in years within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I'll give you everyone a proviso. You don't take the ounce of Ionics, crawl into bed, and then put on a movie in your bedroom like The Bourne Identity. It'll rev you up and you will not be sleeping. The whole idea is you take the Ionics, you close your eyes and go to sleep. So I just wanted to touch on that. But I know with the athletes, many of us are taking the Isoline shakes or Isoline Pro shakes. That's your preference as well?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I use a combination, to be honest with you. I use the Isoline Pro in the morning, and then post-workout, I will use the IsoPro with a little bit of Isoline, or if I don't have that available, I'll put a half a sachet of the Isoline Pro in. I just like to get a higher level of protein post-workout. However, I still see the convenience of having the carbohydrates in there as well. So I use both, but I love, if it was coming down to an option, the Isoline Pro is phenomenal. And that's, if you've got a Ferrari engine, you don't want to be putting in Toyota parts. You know, no offense to anyone who's driving a Toyota or whatever brand it might be, but if you've got a Ferrari engine, you want to put in the highest grade quality parts you can, which would be Ferrari parts, which is where our high quality protein from, you know, undenatured processing from New Zealand, that's where that comes into it, plus all the other incredible nutrients you get from that Isoline Pro. It's a phenomenal product. So every morning without doubt, and certainly after training, I'm having 2 to 3 of them a day at the moment.
2 to 3 shakes a day, okay. Now, what about the new Amped line?
Yeah, that's a game changer, mate. That's a real serious game changer. We're so thrilled in the ANZ market to have those products finally. Look, I mean, I've noticed in my data, I'm a real data person. I love to see how my times vary over different training sessions. Firstly, I notice a big shift when I do cleansing. I notice my training sessions are a lot better when I have a week of, you know, a day of cleansing in that week. But the Amp products have certainly changed things dramatically. Amp Nox, for that the nitrate benefits we get there, opening up the blood vessels, that from an endurance athlete point of view is gold. You get better blood flow to the working muscles and you carry away the byproducts of the training, all the acid that's being produced in your muscles. So where is...
Okay, so whoa, slow down. Okay, I'm writing as quick as I can. So you like to do on your rest day, and this is the same thing. Dr. Colgan works with elite athletes, a lot of triathletes as well, and they're training 5 days, or pardon me, 6 days a week, and on their rest day, Dr. Colgan has them do a cleanse day. Interesting thing, Rob's doing the same thing, so I just want to mention that. Now, The amp nox, you're saying it's for better blood flow. So again, it's a pre-workout drink. How much soon or how much prior to working out do you take the amp nox?
Well, minimum 2, preferably 3 hours. Take to roughly that period of time for the nitrates to reach peak level in your bloodstream. So 2 to 3 hours prior to workout. But let's say I sometimes train at 5 a.m. in the morning in order to get to the long sessions in, sometimes earlier actually. Now, I'm not going to get up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning to have that product. So what I do is I have it at night just before I go to sleep as well. It doesn't affect my sleep, and the nitrate will last 24 hours in the bloodstream. So,
wow, okay, that's an interesting thing.
You just, as an endurance athlete, and I would say this is for everyone, but as an endurance athlete, you can't find the wall. I mean, the wall is what we hit when you feel you've pushed yourself to a limit. What I'm noticing now is that the wall just doesn't seem to turn up. And as much as I push myself, it's just not turning up. So I'm a big believer in that one. And then
what about the amp power? Power?
Yeah, that's equally as exciting. So I, as an endurance athlete, I mean, amp power is definitely largely suited to the guys who are and the girls who are training in the gym, looking at more power-based performance, perhaps bodybuilding and the like, sprinting. However, from an endurance point of view, I'm using it. It's amazing for helping create that abundance of what's called adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is an energy molecule in your body that helps you in those short bursts when you're training hard. So it helps you have the spurts, and that's the energy system you use. And I use the power because the stairs that I'm running, they vary in height. There's some quite high ones that require fairly explosive movements to get up them sometimes, and that's where the amp power comes into it. Now, also, another awesome benefit to amp power is there's also a nitric oxide pathway created from amp power as well. So similar to NOx, it's creating that nitric oxide pathway just through a different process. So it's also got that benefit of opening up the blood vessels.
Now, when are you taking that? Are you just taking that mixed with water? I know some athletes will actually take some of the Isolene Pro and then some of the amp power, put it in, and they'll mix that up and they'll drink that prior to working out just so they have a little bit of protein and the amp power in their body.
Yeah. I definitely get a shake in before I train simply because you don't want to be burning up your muscle proteins when you're exercising at that high level, plus the carbohydrates that you get in there become a key source of energy, which is great to helping you maximize your training. With the power, I have that half hour prior in a small amount of, you know, purified water, and that's worked really well for me.
Excellent. Okay. So then, and then you already mentioned that after working out, you'll have a Isolene Pro shake or an Isopro for recovery immediately after working out. What about the amp to recover?
Yeah. Again, I mean, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Another game changer, because the recovery times, whilst I was super excited about them prior to AMP being available in the Australian market, I mean, I'm so blown away with what that product does. You know, the three key amino acids in there really help prevent muscle breakdown and really promote muscle synthesis, which is what we're trying to achieve when we're training hard. And I have that within that half hour, that key half hour window post-training, when the blood's still pumping to those muscles that have been working hard, I get that one in as quickly as I can, and I back that up straight afterwards with either my Isopro or my Isolene Pro. And that's been, I mean, the next day after, I'm talking 4 hours of pretty hardcore stair running. I think I was mentioning to you before the call, Warren, in 2 months I've climbed the equivalent of Everest and back 3 times. 2 months.
Yeah, you're putting some elevation on, my friend.
Yeah, I've done a lot of vertical climbing in a short period of time, and you'd expect to be pretty sore, but I'm just waking up the next day thinking, well, I could go again, but I know I shouldn't, because the rest is equally as important. But the fact that I'm waking up the next day feeling really solid in my body is excellent, because a lot of athletes will just know that, I mean, so many athletes are training injured and sore. And this whole program, the whole system of Isagenics, really does aid in preventing that from happening. So it's an air product exciting combination with all the key products from the original range.
Excellent. Love it. Love it. Now, you've clearly built a substantial residual income with Isagenics, and I know, have you just been sharing with athletes? Do you share with everyone? But in particular, if you do share with athletes, and I know you do, what are some of the techniques in getting them interested in Isagenics? Because a lot of times you have these athletes and they think they know best. They've read the books. They're the ones doing the training and they don't want to listen to me. What are some techniques that you could share with the listeners this evening of how we could share Isagenics in a way to pique their interest?
Well, yeah, excellent. For me, what happened, it was super exciting. I got involved with Isagenics from a product point of view, as many people do, and I just fell in love with it. And what happened was I was training in a triathlon club, and the guys who I trained with noticed my results were growing quickly, and I had changed my level of performance. And naturally, that created curiosity. And at that point, you're forced to ask a question of yourself: do you want to keep this a big secret and continue, out training everybody, or do you want to start sharing it with them and have them have the benefits as well? And I really care for my friends, and so it wasn't much of a question. I didn't know about the business, to be perfectly honest with you. I just shared it with them. I told them that my mum had helped me get started, and they sent through some details to my mum, and my mum helped them get their products, and that's how it all started. So it was really from being a product of the product. I was using some of the products at training, not on purpose. It was just an authentic use of products. However, I can see strategically how that's also a very smart idea to do, as long as you're not thrusting it in their face, you're being genuine about it. So I was just looking good, feeling good, using the product in front of the guys, and that's how it started for me.
Okay, got it. And that's a similar case with John Davis. I mean, he's a two-time state champion in California for cycling and got back into cycling and racing after he got on Isagenics again, drops, I don't know, 20, 25 pounds, feeling amazing, starts competing, and everyone's noticing, like, what the heck are you doing? And John is well underway to creating a multiple six-figure income as well, and that's wonderful. But that being said, I'm gonna ask you to give us some coaching. I'm not competing at the same level as you and John. So when you're out training with these other athletes, they're noticing your results. Consequently, they're asking what you're doing. What about if you were working with one of your team members? How would you coach me in sharing with athletes? What would be key points to capture their interest?
Well, I think always it's that matter of being interested in them. Really working out what they're trying to achieve, asking as many questions, and we always know, the better the questions, the better the answers. So really creating that, being curious about what they're trying to achieve. And then the great thing about Isagenics and the business we're running, it's so basic in terms of sharing, because the systems are put in place. You've got Team Isagenics, and there's just an absolute bucket load of incredible stories on that website that you can turn to, that you can share with the individual. Whatever sport they're endeavoring in, you're going to
find... Okay, now you said the Team Isagenics website. Just for clarification, that is www.teamisagenics.com. Is that not correct, Rob?
Exactly right, yeah. And I definitely utilize that a lot. So I use the tools, because the one thing I found in the early stages, with my partner passing away, Rochelle, I was so in awe of her knowledge. And I knew when she passed away that I didn't have that to fall back on any longer. So I went to town to learn about these products, hence the reason, you know, I've got a background in sports coaching and PT and whatnot, so I've got an interest in it. However, the things I've learned have come from Isogenic, listening to your podcast, listening to the other podcasts that are available. That's how I've learned. And when I got started, I was really great at talking. And I was so really, really excited about the product, so I over-talked them. And that's not duplicatable, as we all know. So I have to sort of unlearn some stuff and start utilizing the tools. So in terms of anyone listening to the call, wondering how they can actually approach an athlete, well, I mean, athletes are like anyone else. They're going to have their challenges and they're going to be happy to talk. And if you get them on the right day at the right time and you've got a strong connection with them, you're going to be able to have a good, genuine conversation with them. But when that conversation starts to lead down into the pathway of, well, tell me more, the best thing you can do is utilize the tools, which would be Team Isogenix. And then I also find the three-way calls are incredibly valuable. I do a lot of those with my team, a lot of cross-line calls. And, you know, with this whole culture of Team Isogenix and the Team Green, I should say, we're all helping each other. And there's always someone out there who can relate to the person you're talking to.
Rob, I couldn't thank you enough for sharing that. Guys, I hope you picked up what he said. Like when you get that athlete interested and then they start to ask more in detailed questions, notice what Rob said. He uses the tools. He gets them to www.teamisogenix.com. He may direct them to a few things that he thinks is going to tweak, like really hit their hot buttons. But then when he follows up, he gets them on a three-way call. And that's so crucial. Here, Rob could probably answer the questions, yet he's utilizing the three-way call. Why? Because he doesn't want to be seen as the expert. If he allows somebody else to do it, now these athletes are thinking after they get great results that they can do it too. And that's the reason why he's created a six-figure income. I mean, that's huge, absolutely huge. And we have some amazing athletes like J.J. Burden, NFL superstar guy. I mean, we have Natalie Cook, five-time Olympian gold medalist for beach volleyball. I mean, we have Shane Perkins, cyclist favored to win Olympic gold here in Rio. I mean, the list goes on and on, but I love that. Get them interested, get them to Team Isogenix, and use a three-way call. Holy cow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and another tool that's just come out, you know, I know it's been in North America for a little longer than it has here, but one that is also having a huge impact on my business, and I'm just streamlining my time, which is great because we're all busy, is the ISA Tools. ISA Tools app is unbelievable at getting information out to people and making it really simple. So if you haven't, you know, invested in that, I couldn't recommend that one enough. ISA Tools to make it easy to send out different information depending on the individual you're talking to. Because you asked me before, do I just specialise in athletes? Well, I did initially, but as we all know, athletes can be more difficult than most people, plus it's a smaller market. So I work with everyone. I'm just out connecting with people all day long. And what I'm doing right now in terms of the STAIR Challenge has just been so much fun for connecting with lots of people because you're in a small area. I mean, it's a lot of stairs, 220 stairs, but you do tend to see the same people a couple times over whilst they're doing their laps, and you get that chance to connect with them, and they've all got different goals. And if you share a smile and share an encouraging word and perhaps you stop and have a drink at the top, you know, you're sipping on your replenish, conversations start up. And so I just look at connecting with everyone. That ISA Tools app has made it easy to send out things to people and then follow up with them as well.
Yeah, you got to follow up. There's no point making all these great connects unless you do something with them. So, I mean, absolutely brilliant. I mean, in finishing off, Rob, hot buttons for athletes. If you were to say, just from your experience over the last 4 years, what are the things that capture the athlete's attention sort of quicker than anything else? Just if, and I know everyone's different, so I'm really asking you to generalize, but what would you say the top three hot buttons are for athletes?
Good question. I have three on my mind, so I'm glad you said three. It's a great question, and it is general because there's a lot of different athletes out there, and there's different levels, so weekend warriors to professionals. But anyone's going to be thinking about these, no matter what sport they're doing. So body composition is something that all athletes should be thinking about. You know, how much body fat have you got compared to how much lean muscle do you have? If you're an athlete of any type, unwanted body fat is just dead bricks on your back. You know, it's not going to help you. The only person that's going to benefit is a sumo wrestler. And I don't imagine there'd be too many sumo wrestlers on the call, so if there is, awesome. But anyone else will be looking at how they can lean up and lose that unwanted, you know, body fat that we all know is quite harmful and dangerous long term. So body composition would be the first one.
Okay.
Second one is nutrient timing. You know, like, what are you using? What are you getting before training? What are you using during training? What do you do after your training? You know, nutrient timing is key. What you put in before you train will power you through your training session. You know, carbohydrates are a key source of energy as you exercise. The best way to get usable carbohydrates for a good training session is to eat some beforehand. And we all know how good the isolean and the isolean pro shakes are. They give you a huge amount of energy because of the high-quality carbohydrates in there, as well as combining that with high-quality protein, which means you're not going to be burning up your muscles for energy because you're starving yourself before a training session. So athletes will be really keen to learn about nutrient timing, and if you can show them how they can get great things in before, during, and after, that's going to get them excited. I mean, my training sessions, I used to have to get up a lot earlier to get food in, which would be costing me more time in bed, which becomes an issue when you need to recover, because I had to have time to digest my food prior to finding out about how good the isolean shakes are. Now, because of the easily absorbed nutrients that are in the isolean shakes, I'm literally having one half hour before I train, and I can go and put out a good 2 to 3 hour training session off the back of one of those isolean pro shakes, you know, which is cool. And then afterwards, it just makes it easy to maximise the return of that half-hour window that we all have to help our bodies recover, to get the right things in. So that's the second one, is nutrient timing. And then the third one is recovery. You know, if athletes can learn how they can recover with fewer injuries and fewer illnesses, and we all know isolinics is just food, so to remain compliant, it can't cure, treat or prevent anything. However, if you can get the right nutrients in at the right time, you can really, you know, maximise your recovery, which is going to allow you to be on the park longer, train harder, and train more consistently, and that's going to really boost whatever you're trying to achieve. That's going to boost it, and I see that in my training. I see it in all the athletes I work with. It's very, very consistent. So they're the three things that I really try and focus on when I speak to any athlete, and there's plenty of tools you can fall back on to support those conversations.
Wow. Wow, fantastic. So body composition, nutrient timing, and recovery, the three hot buttons for most athletes. Love it. Well, I'll tell you what, Rob, it has been an absolute treat having you on the line this evening. I got pages of notes. For some of you that want to share this with your team members, just send them to takeactionteam.com, www.takeactionteam.com, and on that website you can scroll down and you can join our email list, and every week you'll get the calls that are coming out sent to you, and you'll also get the recordings sent to you. The other way is to go to Podomatic and just look up Take Action Team, and that way you'll get the downloads each week as well, because this is going to be a must listen to again call for many, many individuals. At least it will be for me, Rob. It's been an awesome, awesome time with you this evening.
No troubles, my friend. It's been a real honor and pleasure to be on the call. And yeah, I hope I've been able to give assistance to a few of you out there. That ripple effect goes on to create a lot more healthy, powerful athletes. And you know, the more the merrier. That's great.
Okay, Rob, thank you so much. And you know what? We're going to have you back again, because I know we can delve even deeper into how you built the business. And from an athlete's perspective, I think that'd be a great call. If you're open to that, maybe we should get you back in the next few weeks.
Happy to, mate. It'd be my pleasure.
Excellent. Okay. Good night, everyone, and have a spectacular week, and we look forward to hearing you again in the near future. Take care, everyone. Good night.